Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss eating Papa John's in a Papazon, what I saw at the LA Pokemon Go event, Corey's master plan to win the 100, my 20-year late review of the movie Holes, plus which movies from our childhood did not stand the test of time. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hello.
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 Hi, everybody. Oh my God. It's another day, another week. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Another week.
How are we?
You know,
actually, what I'm feeling this week is I feel like, you know how I was complaining about people being all, how is it still January? Well, honey, I blinked and Feb is gone.
Not Feb.
Feb is gone.
Well, before you could even say the rest of the
pour
word.
Pour one out for Feb, honey.
Feb, we miss you.
Know,
well, Feb, a lot happens in Feb, and before you know it, it's done. You got Groundhog's Day. You got Valentine's Day. What else?
President's Day.
Did you get any deals for President's Day?
No. Didn't even get two great Lazy Boy chairs, one great low price.
Maybe next year. Another two great Lazy Boys alone.
You know, I think I know I am on the precipice of a big birthday, but if I had the room in my apartment, I think I would have a Lazy Boy chair.
Okay. Well, live bigger.
I am for a reclining chair. You know what I'm not for? A couch with a built-in recliner.
You're wrong.
I'm never like, hey, let me flip out my couch in this.
Yeah, because you don't have one, so you wouldn't
I've
know.
I've sat in them. My mom had one for a very brief period in time, and she said, oh, I made a mistake.
No, she didn't. I don't believe
she
that.
Did.
I think she loves it.
She did. She said, this.
You're putting words in her mouth. Danette, get Danette on the line.
She said, this couch is too firm. No, wait, because there's all these mechanics on the inside.
Yeah, you drop your phone in a crack. It's
right.
Gone. And it's getting crunched up by like some type of mechanical.
Yeah,
device.
It's like out at the airlines now say, if you lose your phone in your seat, please call us. Don't go a looking yourself.
It happened to me, and they had to take apart my seat once. I had to be like in the aisle while they took apart the seat. It was devastating. It was so embarrassing. It was unreal.
Was it mid-flight or once you landed?
Once I landed, they wouldn't get it mid-flight.
Oh my God! And you had to sit there and raw like, dog the flight.
Uh huh.
Damn.
Not good.
Damn. Yeah, my dad once had a couch with the recliner built in, and our cat used to like get in that part and hide out.
I don't like. Okay, so like cats can do what they want. Obviously, I don't like cats hanging out under cars.
No.
I don't like cats hanging out in the Papazon. I don't like cats hanging out in the whatever. It's like, don't crunch.
Tell me, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, when your couch has a recliner that comes out, I mean, I guess this happens with a chair too. You don't know if an animal has scooched under there and then you're suddenly...
Or a baby.
You're suddenly slamming the footrest closed to get up to get your pizza rolls. And then crunch, crunch, munch, munch.
Crunch, crunch. Oh, my God.
Now, what did you say, cat in a Papazon?
Oh, my God.
What's a Papazon?
I don't know. I feel like it's something.
What? You just made up a word?
You don't know what a papasan is?
How do you even spell it? Oh,
Who knows?
Yes, I see. Papasan chair. You had one of those in college.
I never had a papasan.
You were a big, Papa Big John.
No, this is slander. There's nothing. Would you rather have, not even rather, can you get a papasan and we order Papa John?
And yes, and
something's there when we cuddle in the papasan while eating our Papa John.
I don't think two can fit in a papasan.
And maybe for dessert, a little Papa Flan.
I'm not a fan of flan. I'm not a flan of flan.
You're not a flan. You're not a stan of flan.
I like a creme brulee, but a flan. Flans taste kind of like nothing. Sorry to drag flan lovers.
Okay, well, creme brulee, don't you have to be quiet?
I like when you get to crack the top of a creme brulee, it's giving knuckle cracking. It's giving.
I don't like. Oh, actually, you've reeled me in.
Yes. Who doesn't want a little crack?
Oh my god, I've begun to love my sternum crack.
Oh my god,
it's a fun part of my day. It feels unique.
Unique.
We're gonna get a papasan for your 40th.
Well, I googled papasans, and it's really bringing me back to college culture. I felt like everyone in our day wanted a papasan, but I don't understand. So you have a problem with a cat getting under the papasan?
No, not really.
That seems like a great spot for a cat. Although I do see, since Google is still up, there is a swivel papasan.
A swivel papasan. Yes. Times have changed. Technology has far exceeded anything we could ever imagine.
In our days, the papasans were just wicker, bamboo, if you will. And
wicker.
And I felt like it would fall sometimes, like, because it wasn't really, it kind of swiveled on its own.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. There I was in college.
Oh, yeah.
You know when you sit pajama party style?
No.
Oh, well, I guess you'll never know.
Tell me about what that even means.
It's like when you're, okay, so it's like you're sitting on the couch, but you're kind of sitting on your knees with your legs like tucked kind of behind you.
Why is that pajama party style?
I think it was an episode of Will and Grace.
Okay.
So Jack was sitting
on the papasan?
So it's like you, I imagine me in college sitting pajama party style on a papasan.
Okay.
How bizarre.
Okay. How bizarre. A fold-in papasan?
Listen.
It's giving calzone. Your papasan can be kind of like a furniture calzone.
Well, better
when put away.
Better Homes and Gardens sells a love seat version of a papasan, so we could cuddle and have Papa John's.
Okay. Well, great. Great, great, great.
Oh, my God. I can't believe
our... Corey, what was your weekend? What happened for you? Anything?
I can't believe our papasan Queens edition.
I would. I'm still ready to talk about more seating and chairs. I have other things to
discuss. What's your favorite kind of chair?
Oh, girl. Well, I do like just kind of like a chair.
Okay.
Not a wooden one.
Yeah, I was
one.
Gonna say that's a lie. I'm sitting in a.
I like my chair. It's like a leather with cushiony cushions.
Dang.
It's fine. It's kind of unraveling actually. I have a lot of chairs in my home. I've accumulated chairs over the years.
Love being seated and seated.
If you stay seated, you don't got to get seated. I stay sat. Let's just say that.
Okay. Well,
I've got chairs up the wazoo. I've you know, side chairs, this work chair. I got a big chair over there that Crouton sits on. I have a little tiny little circular stool chair that folds into itself. That's perfect for when I'm doing something like, you know, crafty.
You,
so I don't have
to, you have one of
a big chair in the
you
way.
Have one of those circle chairs that compiles flat and it comes out.
No, but oh my god, everybody had those. So I went to the Pokemon Go event this past weekend.
Tell me about this. This is what I want to know.
Well, everybody had those circle chairs that collapse into themselves. I was like, sit on the ground like a normal. Here I am sitting on grass like a normal.
Well, were you allowed
I
to,
guess not everyone has the
were
knees.
You allowed to bring in, you were sitting pajama party style in the grass?
I was sitting pajama party style in the grass.
Could you bring a blanket?
Okay, so it's, No. It was at the Rose Bowl. Okay, have you ever been?
No.
I feel like I must have, but I don't know. It's like a arena or something, or I don't know what the Rose Bowl
it's
is.
It's a football stadium. It's a big there. Football stadium.
Yeah, okay, so it was a stadium. Most of the experience was not in the Rose Bowl. It was like surrounding the Rose Bowl where all the vendors will be during a game, like where you can buy like beers and stuff. Like that circle outside of the Rose
Bowl. That's kind of nice. Can you just walk laps around the circle?
And everyone's just walking laps. And then there's also a field outside of the situation where all the food carts were, all the food trucks and stuff, all the like the picnic tables. And it kind of was like a golf course seeming area. And oh my God, I went on Friday. It was an entire weekend event. You could get Friday, you could get Friday, Saturday. I don't know what you could all do, but I only did Friday in the middle of the day. And so I would imagine a lot of people were at work. A lot of people weren't able to do like a weekday, midday. I can't imagine how packed it was for the weekend because Friday was packed. And I guess I thought a lot of people play Pokemon Go, but until you go to an event, you don't realize every age, every demographic, every type of person, people with family, people with friends, people in groups, people with like their merch that they made for their group of friends that does raids together. It was people dressed up as Pokemon, a lot of people dressed up as Team Rocket, a lot of people cosplaying as different things. It was, I was like, damn, a bunch of freaks up in here.
I love that. I love that. I'm so jealous.
There were so many swipeables, you know, those little,
spinners.
What are they called? Spinners.
Was there like Pokemon and merch and like stuffed animals and stuff for sale?
I don't know. I didn't really see that. There should have been. I'm assuming there must have been, but, they had, I think, increased there were raids everywhere, all the legendary raids, and it was for the first time. If you ever go to New York, it's like, oh, every raid you do has 20 people in the raid immediately. Yeah. If you ever do a raid in LA, it's good luck getting three, good luck getting two, good luck finding anybody.
Well, there's pockets, so it depends on where you go. Like in my neighborhood in San Francisco, yeah, good luck finding anyone, but if I go downtown San Francisco, same, it's like 20 always.
Well, that's not the case here. Okay.
you got to go to Santa Monica on that pier.
That's how it used to be. It's not so much like that anymore.
Oh, rip.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it is. It was nice to do all the legendaries and get all the legendaries without like, you know, struggling to like recruit people to do raids. And I got so many shinies. Oh my God. I feel like I registered so many new shinies to my Pokédex. I registered so many new things to my Pokédex. I'm really thriving.
I'm happy for you.
And it was only $35 for a ticket, plus $35 for parking, plus cost of all the drinks and food, because it was so hot out that if you didn't get something, you would die. I saw people getting carried out.
No.
Heat stroke.
You lie.
Yes. I saw, my favorite was these three people in Diglett t-shirts, and they each had the yellow wigs on, like the Alolan version of the Dugtrio. I took a picture, I put it on the story.
I saw it on your Instagram. I'm laughing because I just bumped the side of my watch when I said, you lie, and my watch replied, I am programmed not to lie.
We believe you, AI overlords.
I was like, what are you saying? My weekend was not that exciting. I played dominoes with the girls. Okay. I went to run club and met a former podcast listener.
Former?
Yeah, he was all, oh, I used to listen to your podcast. What happened to that?
Oh, get him back in here. Get him back in here.
Don't worry. The girls stood up for me. The girls were all... he just had his 500th episode.
Thank you, girls.
Yeah. I've been really into this show. Wait, actually, I have something else to say. Last week at the end of the episode, I name dropped the game Queens on LinkedIn, and you tried to come for me. And I will just say, I got like 10 messages from listeners since last Tuesday, either saying, fuck yes, Queens is great, or I just started playing and I'm obsessed too. So just know, Queens okay. Hive Rise.
Okay, Queens edition?
It's like Sudoku, but with crowns. I guess, kind of.
Okay.
Anyway, I've been really into this show. You may have seen it in your TikTok algorithm called The 100. Have you seen it?
No, maybe. That sounds familiar.
It's like a game show, but there's like 100 contestants from the start and it narrows down to one. But everybody shows up and you come with a category that you are supposedly an expert in. Then you all get like laid out on a grid, and then someone is randomly drawn out of the 100, and they have to challenge one of the people in the squares that's next to theirs. So you would have like 4 options to choose from, and you have to challenge someone in their topic. And then there's like a timer for 45 seconds, and it shows a picture, or it shows like a song lyric with a blank or something like that. And you have to say what it is. And then it like goes back and forth between you and the person you're going head to head with. And whoever's clock runs out first is eliminated. Mm. But then like, if I challenged you, and you won because you were the expert in that and you eliminated me, you now get stuck with whatever category I brought to the table. So now people are going to be looking at you being like, does he actually know stuff about state capitals? Or is he screwed because he got Corey's category?
So you only want to eliminate people who you think you can like now adopt in their category, I mean, and continue to win with.
Yeah,
them.
I mean, it's a kind of like a double-edged sword, because it's like you're going head to, like if you randomly get drawn, you're stuck having to pick to go. You want someone to challenge you in your category. But then...
Okay, what would be your category?
So I watched season 2, and now I'm watching season 3, which is currently airing on Fox. Not a sponsor.
Okay.
Not a sponsor. And so there's literally been all kinds of things. There's been like random stuff. There's been like country, female country singers. There's been like Real Housewives. There's been like the fucking, what's it called? The periodic table. It's been like airport codes. Literally, you can think of a category. It's been played. I think I would bring Pokemon because I feel strong in the category, but I think it would also deter people from challenging me because there's people of all ages there on the board. There's people like as young as 18 and as old as like 80. So it's like you want.
Yeah, it's like if you don't know Pokemon, you don't know.
You're never going to challenge
like
me.
There's no things don't trickle into your knowledge unless you're actually.
Right. And now there's like a layer of, do you just show up with a category that you're mid in and it's scary and you hope that nobody challenges you, but actually you don't really know much about the periodic table yourself, but you're using it.
So Pokemon is your mid?
No. I would play it straight. I would pick a category that I knew was both something I'm good at and threatening to others.
Okay.
What would you pick?
Okay. Well, Gaga or Pokemon or what do I know the most about? Yeah, I guess.
You could do Gaga songs. Some girl did Taylor Swift songs and it would give you the title, but it was missing a word. So you kind of got a...
Oh, my God. I would eat Gaga songs.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, and so one girl challenged another girl in her Taylor category, and the girl was like, I'm Taylor's biggest fan, I'm never gonna lose. And the other girl, the challenger, destroyed her.
It'd be like that, you see.
But
okay, well, that's scary.
I mean, obviously too, though, it's like you're under pressure. Like I'm sitting at home playing along from the couch, and obviously I think I'm great at it, but I understand you get up there and you like freeze, or you can't think of something.
Are you watching Pop Culture Jeopardy?
I see it on my TikTok, but I've never watched it.
Like, isn't that up your alley? Isn't that like your thing? It feels like it should be something you go on.
They play it in teams, though. Have you seen that?
Okay, well, girl, hello. I'm right here with nothing to offer.
I saw one. I don't know if this was regular Jeopardy or Pop Culture, because I see both on my algorithm now, but I saw one the other day that was Zodiac Signs, and the people were clearly struggling, and I destroyed it.
Okay. Well, I think you should go on.
Maybe that's what my category could be.
Zodiac signs?
Yeah. Well, it would have to be more than that, because you'd need more than 12. It'd have to be astrology something. Sometimes it's like a generic category.
I fear my only interest in life is not something that could be on one of these game shows. Like, the only thing that I care about is salt and pepper shakers. How could that be a category?
Listen, some woman
it'll show salt and pepper shakers, and I'll say salt and pepper shakers.
Some woman did ice cream flavors.
What? How? What does that even mean? So it says what? Mint blank chip?
Yes, it was literally that. But it had weaved in like some of the weird like Ben and Jerry chunky monkey shit and fish food and stuff like that.
Okay, so some of these are fake. Some of these are that's stupid. You shouldn't be able to go in your special interest is ice cream flavors.
Listen, bye. somebody I think she must have been bluffing, because somebody did female country singers and she got challenged in her own category, and he got like four and she got one, and she just kept passing, and it was so embarrassing.
Yeah, that's a fear. It could happen to you.
You're on TV for 1 minute. It's all right. No one will remember you. Mm. Mm. All right. So tune into season 4 of The Floor. Yeah, I'll be there. Okay. Repping the Pokemon category.
I saw holes.
With Shia LaBeouf,
the 2003 movie. I had never seen it. Did you ever read it in like fourth grade?
No, but I had a friend once who told me the only book they've read in their entire life is that book.
Oh, well, you know, okay, and you know, that is probably they've read more than most humans on Earth.
Well, that's in all history. That's true. My therapist once made a joke about like going to a Grindr hookup's house and like paying close attention to whether or not they have any books in the home.
That doesn't mean anything. Check to see if the spines have ever been broken in a little. That's the real test. Are you kidding? Anybody can stack a book in their house.
That's true. That's true. Ask a plot point.
Just see if there's any dog-eared pages. Start there. Listen, just see if the spine has even been cracked.
Don't get me started on dog-earing pages. That shit pisses me off.
You know what? I won't.
Next. Get yourself a sticky note. How hard is it? You got to fold.
No. Get a nice bookmark. Get a nice bookmark.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm all for. They give them out for free at the library. But I'm saying you're gonna, this is coming from someone who checks out library books regularly. I don't want to be flipping through and see somebody dog-eared that page. If you want to do it to your personal collection, have at it. But don't do that to my library books.
Okay.
My library has a copy of Binge. I've seen it on the shelf.
Well, sign it. You should.
Right, I'm on page 87. I live in this neighborhood.
Sign the page.
I think that'll get me thrown out of the library.
Well, an easy escape.
Okay, so tell me.
Assisted
departure. So tell me what you're dying to tell me about holes, mama.
Nothing, really. Everyone was all, this movie's incredible, blah, blah, blah. So here I am watching it. Y'all are so delusional in your nostalgia. I'm so sorry. Like, some things are allowed to have been good when you were, I don't know, 12, and you're allowed to look back fondly on them. If you rewatch it and you still act like it was as good as it was when you were 12 and have no sense of like a good piece of art, then that's okay too. You can admit it. You don't have to act like it's still 5 stars. It could have been 5 stars to you when you were 12. That movie was 1.5 stars, maybe max. It was buoyed by many good celebrity actors, I guess. Like you got your Shia LaBeouf, you got your Sigourney Weaver.
I always pictured Holes. I remember the trailer. I remember seeing something about it, but I always pictured it as Tremors for kids.
Yeah, a little bit. Which
are there sandworms?
Tremors used to be like the scariest thing of all time. I used to not be able to touch the ground at night because of Tremors. Like I used to think like in my bedroom it was going to happen to me. Tremors. Yeah, nobody knows.
So you should stop slamming your bedroom door.
It's I don't really. I was not paying attention as closely as I should have. But like I wasn't really understanding the plot, and I was live chatting while we were watching it on the Discord Holes. It didn't make any sense, and I didn't care to learn anymore. I thought, thank God I never have to think about that again. It was nothing. It was a nothing burger.
Are you able to name a movie from your childhood that still holds up and one that doesn't?
Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
You hadn't seen that until you were an adult.
That's not true. It was one of my go-to rentals. Okay,
she had a Blockbuster card.
And one that does not hold up, Blank Check, which was my favorite movie growing up. But it really makes no sense and in fact is a bit problematic to
the I worked in a bank.
To rewatch
now. Blank Checks do make sense.
No. He wrote himself he found a blank check, this little child, Preston.
But it was signed.
And wrote the number, what, $1 million? And with that $1 million, he bought maybe inflation.
Inflation.
A mansion with a water park inside, with a go-kart track, and he had a butler, and then he fell in love with a grown woman. It was like a lot was going on.
Yeah, eggs.
It doesn't stand the test of time.
Eggs were $1 back then.
Baby, I'd be buying eggs. That shit's expensive. People aren't lying.
Yeah.
Omelets are kind of done. We're not doing that anymore.
You should, when you buy your dog farm, you should have chickens and you get your own eggs.
We got to find a way for dogs to lay eggs. We got to find a way. Think
that's our blank check right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Holes was a bad rewatch. And if I had letterboxed, it wouldn't get more than 2 stars.
Why don't you letterbox it?
It feels so daunting to join Letterboxd.
Okay, never mind then. Forget it. I'm sorry, like, I brought it up.
Yeah, thank you. And I did see The Monkey.
Did you letterbox it?
Nope. But I did see somebody I knew gave it 4.5 stars on Letterboxd, and I thought, that's insane. It was not 4.5 stars. Just so, and if you're listening, person I know who gave it 4.5 stars, I think you're crazy. But when I did go into the movie theater for The Monkey, they gave me a little sheet and they were like, you know what? Actually, I needed to discuss this. They gave me a sheet that was like, fill this out. Just fold over your answers. So it's like a what we thought of the movie type of thing. And like, you know, like your age.
Was it free?
It was like, no, it was just like somebody doing a survey.
A monkey
at the movie
survey.
Theater for the movie.
Was it Survey Monkey?
No, it wasn't. It was less tech than that.
Oh my God.
Okay. But so while I'm in the movie, this is a horror movie that has comedy elements. Okay. People
All
are perhaps laughing.
Good horror movies have comedy elements.
Well, it felt like someone in the movie theater was a plant laughing. And performing their laughter. And here I am gripping my review. I'm thinking, am I the non-control group in an experiment where they're seeing what people think of the movie without a planted laughter and with the planted laughter? I'm in the theater with the planted laughter. It felt like people were laughing gratuitously about things that maybe brought perhaps a smirk to my face, perhaps at the most. And I was like, you will not trick me into thinking this movie is funnier than it is. It's fine, but I was getting annoyed that I felt like I was being played. This is, they're testing here's my theory. They're testing the...
If it needs
the,
more monkey?
If there's a value in planting a laugher.
I want that job, first of all.
So give me your laugh. It needs to be believable, and you need to know when to do it. This guy was laughing willy-nilly.
I once was seeing a movie by myself, and the last trailer before the film started was for some comedy movie. It looked like a terrible comedy movie that I would never see. But right at the end, the last big laugh before they were like in theaters, whatever day, some kid got hit in the head with a ball, like a little kid, and like really flew and fell down. And I did my TV laugh, which you're familiar with from living with me, and not a soul in the other theater laughed. And so it was just me laughing really loudly about a child getting hurt.
It's okay. You know, the body reacts to things in ways you cannot even predict.
I stood up and I apologized. I said, sorry, I love to laugh. I love to laugh.
You did not stand up and apologize.
I stood up and then they went into the Nicole Kidman AMC bit. So I was already up. So while I was up.
So you saluted.
I apologized. Did it take you out of the movie to be taking notes during the movie?
I wasn't taking notes. I just...
Where did you keep your pencil?
It was a non-pencil survey. You fold over your answers. You tear it and you fold over your answers. So like the little tab of for each age, you tear and fold over your age.
Damn. They were like, 40-year-olds hate this movie.
Maybe. I think I gave it 2 stars.
Okay. Damn.
It didn't quite get there for me. I don't know. It was Final Destination
with a monkey.
But with a monkey.
It was Annabelle meets Final Destination.
Yes, actually.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I'll put in my Letterboxd review.
Not really, actually, because does Annabelle walk around?
She's possessed.
Yeah, I would have liked to know more about the monkey.
Well, you're going to have to see monkey origins like they did with Annabelle origins.
Oh, my God. Well, okay, sure. Well, Adam Scott, is that his name from Severance?
Yeah.
Was in the monkey as like the flashback. So maybe it will be a prequel and it'll be starring him.
Damn.
Speaking of which, I started Severance.
Season 1 or season 2?
There's 2 seasons. Jesus, it's enough. Pause all productions until I'm caught up on everything. That's how I feel.
Well, then that's an hour long show. Good luck catching up on that. You usually have to pause that and come back to the second half tomorrow.
And I'm caught up on White Lotus. Okay.
Hello, Lotus, White Lotus.
And we're 2 episodes into season 3, and I kind of feel like we're getting nothing again. I'm like, let's get something going on, mama. Let's get this show rolling.
I don't think you know how to enjoy things.
I'm desperately trying to do it.
Well, you don't have to get wrapped in if you don't love it. So now you're watching Severance, White Lotus, and The Traitors?
And Drag Race.
And Survivor starts on Wednesday.
And Untucked. Pit Stop.
And the Amazing Race is back in 2 weeks.
Oh, I don't think I'm back into Amazing Race. It's not getting into the rotation.
Wow.
I'm so sorry.
It's out of your dream blunt rotation.
I just am kind of at capacity on TV right now. It's like, as somebody who watches zero TV, it's like to even have one show that I'm watching live is a lot. Survivor is a lot.
Hey, it's almost as if you need a TV show tracking app.
I know, I do. I do. I do.
All right. Well, anything else on your little list?
I have 6 more bullet points. Do you want them quick? The Pope might die.
Yeah, all people die.
Good answer. Well, speaking of which, the creative Nutella died.
Put it in the cycle ghosty of the year category.
Thank you. KFC's headquarters is moving to Texas Fried Chicken.
Are they changing the name?
Good question. I guess only time will tell.
Do you think we could bully Trump into changing New Mexico's name just to sow further discord?
Sure.
Trap him and be like, no, we want this. And then once he does it, we'll all jump on in.
What's the problem? What is the game plan
here? Well, because he changed the name of the Gulf. We changed the name of Gulf of Mexico.
So what's it going to be called? New America?
Probably New Texas.
Okay. Sure.
Arizona's sister.
You're telling me Lake Ontario is called Lake Ontario? Seems like it should be called Lake Wisconsin.
Damn.
Or I'm just role-playing as Trump's brain.
Okay,
right.
Yeah. See, this is what I was doing. Role-playing. New Mexico.
Yeah. Are you ready to Let's Get Proud?
Is that J-Lo's new pride campaign?
Let's get proud. Let's get proud. Yeah, she's headlining World Pride.
Okay. Her and Troy?
And she commented. Yes, the two of them. She commented on the post.
Let's get proud.
Let's get proud. Yeah, the only J-Lo song on my Apple Music. Speaking of which, how do you delete Apple Music? Help.
All right.
Let's get
okay,
proud.
What else is on your list?
That's no. Yeah, I got another thing for you. Big news.
I'm here for it.
Well, the Yankees, they can grow facial hair now.
The New York Yankees?
Yes.
This whole time they weren't allowed?
Correct. I guess. Maybe I lied. I read the headline. That's about it.
You only have one book in your home, and maybe that spine isn't cracked.
According to Pop Crave, New York Yankees baseball players are officially allowed to grow facial hair in a new statement. Yes. Lindsay submitted it on the Discord.
I support gender-affirming care.
And that's how Sue sees
yeah.
it. Okay, cool. Great. And that's all my things.
All right, where can people find
Except
you?
Except I do have a salt and pepper shaker update, but I guess I can save it for
Yeah, we
week.
Probably need it. Tune in next week to find out exactly what salt is shaking his pepper.
Ooh, okay, girl. Okay. You can find me just kind of like hanging out. Where can people find you?
Well, I'm also just kind of hanging out, but while I'm hanging out, I'm sitting pajama party style in my papa's on.
Oh, and I'm underneath the papasan. I'm stuck. I'm trapped.
You're underneath the reclining chair, couch, foot part crunch.
There's a machine at the gym that has this little thing that like a little image on it that's like, don't put your fingers right here because your fingers will all get like this, like all
crickety crackety.
Crickety crackety. But the image, I should send a picture of it to you. The image. The hand is kind of giving something.
Little monster.
Like witch. Yes, it's like witchy. It's like, it's kind of like a, it's interesting. And I always see it and I always think, would it be so bad? She's kind of serving. I'll send you a pic.
Yeah, I'm into it.
So you can find me mutilating my hands at the gym just for the fashion.
For love and for fun.
For love. For fun, mainly. Okay.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.